This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's World War II veterans. In this episode, a belated gift.
Walter Grote served in the Army Air Corps. After he was shot down over Germany by the Nazis, he was shipped to a Polish POW camp. In 2006, Grote and a dozen other former GIs who had been held captive were invited for a return visit.
We get to Kosel in Poland in the early evening, and they had a banquet for us. A representative from the Polish government spoke, the mayor of Kosel spoke, and the head of the Home Guard spoke, all on one subject, how they appreciate what the Americans did to get their freedom.
The next day, the aging veterans returned to the site of the prison camp for a dedication of a war memorial. A larger-than-life sculpture of a U.S. aviator was unveiled. And then Grote got quite a surprise. The Polish sculptor who'd created the statue presented him with a replica of the piece, a thank-you gift to all Air Force veterans.
It weighs 133 pounds. It's cast iron, bronze plated.
It took Grote 5 years to figure out how to import the weighty sculpture to the States. At last, in 2011, he delivered it to the Mighty 8th Air Force Museum in Savannah, where it remains on display. He read from the dedication on the statue about its origins.
As a thank you for the 8th Air Force veterans, all veterans, and the people of the United States.
Grote presented the POW statue 66 years after his own imprisonment. The gift will stand in a place of honor, a permanent memorial to the men who fought for freedom.
Veterans Voices is produced by Ampers in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at MinnesotaVets.org.